Aloha. Aloha and greetings, Divine Ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda, and I offer you in this moment the gift of presence, alo, and the gift of breath. Because it is in this moment that we are present with one another, no matter where you are receiving these words, we are together. And of course, breath, the gift of life, the gift of the universe, of Goddess, she who breathes through our body and enlivens this puppet that is our vessel, this sacred vessel that is made of blood and bone. Because it is she who moves us, isn't it? The universe that breathes through us. And so we come together in this moment, bringing you here with me in the Hawaiian rainforest, which today, as a blessing, is not rainy, because the rainy season is upon us here, and it has been really 2 weeks of just a bit of chill rain every day. Weather that is so conducive to hibernating, to cocooning. And I'm sure at some point, Divine One, if you are hearing this, that you have the call to join me here in person, listening to the tap-tap of the rain, the mist that floats by. It's just so ethereal. But today, no, today we have a beautiful golden orb shining and warming myself and my companion animals who are here. We have Sylvester, who is still on this earth with us. I know many of you throughout the years have heard of the adventures of Sylvester, my little rescue dog from Sydney, the world's most stubborn animal used to be, and now settling into his senior years. At the golden age of, you know, we think 16, going on 17 around there, but he's here warming himself in the sun. And his other Sydney companion, my daughter's cat Angel, who arrived with us and usually doesn't give me the time of day, but for some reason she's out here today. My daughter in the house, minding her health as she's succumb to the flu, run down, and it's out and about even here. So she's nestled inside. But you, Divine One, are here with me in this beautiful sun, and let me describe the scene for you. The Ohia forest surrounds us. There are beautiful ferns, green everywhere. My not so favorite plants. As bits of the jungle as I look at them, thinking, oh, I need to tame them back a bit. But there is green everywhere and the air is soft. The little local birds are singing. And I was thinking before starting this today, I have a friend who's an ornithologist. So I'm going to bring her in the space. I'll be have created a Telegram channel and will invite her in, because I love to record the birds, number one, but for my meditations, just the background of the rainforest. You will get no pre-recorded stuff that is found online. Everything is raw and created here from all that is offered around me through nature, through Gaia and her blessings. So we'd love to invite her in so she can identify them for us and add another layer. For myself, I sit and just enjoy allowing myself, and I invite you now to just sink into this moment, envisioning yourself in the rainforest, feeling the warmth of the sun on your face and your body, and as that sun warms you, just allowing any tension, any thoughts to really just drift away. Offering them to the wind, offering them back to Gaia, and saying, Mother, please take these things from me that I don't need, they don't serve me any longer, this heaviness that you might have today that you've been carrying, for far too long, would be my guess. Just offer it to her. No thoughts. Nothing more than that. And I will pause in this saying to offer that we humans, women especially, overcomplicate everything. And it is in this space that we unravel that complication and return to a flow of simplicity, boiling down to the simplest elements that are needed in our day, in our life. And I guarantee you, if you look around your physical space or checking within your emotional space, there's so much we can let go, isn't there? So just taking pause, perhaps checking in and finding that one heavy bag that you can release today, offering it to the rainforest, to this beautiful energy here at Hawaii, saying, Mother, take it away. And when we offer that which is not needed anymore, we create space in our heart, in our lives, within us. It enlivens us, lightens us, welcomes the new. And I will share with you at this moment my work as a hospice counselor. 9 out of 10, I have seen firsthand that which we carry with us, that heaviness that we don't need, and we insist on carrying it with us, and it just adds and adds, becomes heavier and heavier, and it causes that dis-ease, imbalance in the body, because the body says, no, enough. I don't want to drag this around with me anymore. And if you refuse to let it go, refuse to look at it and deal with it, then the body says, enough. Pow, as we say here. It is enough. And it shuts down. And I am here as priestess to invite you all to let go. Just let go. You don't have to think about it, evaluate it. There doesn't have to be a big in-depth process to the letting go. It just has to be the desire and the belief and knowing within you that doing so is safe. Number one. Perhaps some of you need permission. I grant that to you now. The universe is saying through me here as priestess tending this gate, this portal, let it go. And as you let go, we rise, do we not? We rise together into this new state of being, and the universe is welcoming all of those who are able to do so, because we are here in this very exciting moment in the universe. A shift is taking place, and I know many of you light workers, you feel it at some level. Perhaps spinning around to evaluate something in your life, saying, there's this moment, this thing. I don't know what it is, but it calls me simply to pay attention to it for the lessons that will evolve from it. You, the light workers, you are here for a reason. You are healer in some way, some form. And the world needs you, needs your medicine. You know, we so often sit in judgment of ourselves, don't we? We compare ourselves to the billion souls out there and we say, look at that person, they're making this thing that looks so crafted and professional. Who am I to put forth my work and my light? And I say to you now, you are you. It is you who have your unique perspective on the world. You who hold the keys to your medicine. Your medicine is needed in this world. Needed. Now this channeling that's coming through now, and indeed it is, because when I'm in that space, I see images and the words flow, but the me that is me sitting behind is saying, this is not where I intended to go this morning. It is not. I had a whole plan in my head. But you see, when you let go and you allow spirit to move through you, it really takes you in the right direction, doesn't it? And we all know that. Time to get out of our heads and simply allow. The image of water comes to me, and a gentle babbling brook, water that is just flowing. It flows, doesn't it? It doesn't ask where it's going. It doesn't calculate the distance. It doesn't think of its depth. It just flows. And it touches so many things along the way, doesn't it? Stones, rocks, pebbles, plants that are growing within, fish, other life that's within. The river doesn't think about those things. It simply flows. So I invite each and every one of you to flow. As you let go, you enable that ability within you to embrace the moment of grace, kriya, flow. It's a beautiful state to be in. You know, we've been taught that we have to push things and force things. And in truth, we don't. We don't have to force anything. And contrary, we have to allow. When we surrender what we think we must or should do and allow the universe to move through us, she'll take you in the right direction. You have to trust that. You have to believe it, but she will take you on the right path. So I believe this message is strongly for someone out there who is needing to hear this. Stop trying to force your own path. You're already on it. Allow the river to flow through you and move you in the direction the universe wants you to go. Universe has got your back. Trust that it does. Again, totally not the direction I was planning in my mind to go, but this is what has evolved. And so as I'm speaking of flow and allowing the universe to guide us, then so it has guided me today. Goddess has spoken very clearly through me. And on that note, as my magical flu-ridden daughter comes to our lanai, I'll say that this is an end, because mommy hat needs to come on. She's looking at me. So I thank you for saving space with me, Priestess Maya Ananda, here and the rainforest of Hawaii. Oh, you've been listening to All Good Grief. I forgot to even mention that. But you have indeed. I wish each and every one of you the grace and beauty of flow. Namaste and aloha.